This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Your dial is set correctly to Free Speech Central, to GCN, the powerhouse of free speech. Captain John Reagan is going to be with us tomorrow. It's going to be a blockbuster. No kidding. It will wipe that smile right off your face if big tech lets us continue the broadcast. We'll get to see if they interrupt us tomorrow. And if they do, you'll know. You'll know that they're there. I mentioned a couple of years ago at the beginning of this genocide, the pandemic, that you're going to see massive inflation. Well, here's a couple numbers. Home prices went up in 2020 10.4%. It's massive. 10.4% in 2020. The following year, 2021, almost double the increase, 18.8%. It's massive. The American dream, as it's called, and it would probably be the Australian dream as well, maybe even the European dream as well, is gone. Young people aspiring to buy that house, have that car, it's over. And I don't see it coming back in my lifetime. Property prices in Phoenix, Arizona, in 1 year, jumped 32.5%. It's almost a third. How can a young person afford that kind of a note to buy that kind of a property at 32%, 32.5% price increase in 1 year? Tampa, 29.4%. Miami, 27%. Where'd this come from? CNN Business. CNN.com. Gwyneth, have you thought of a subtitle for your book, Letters to Vincent, which is a compendium of like manuscripts in email form on every conceivable topic? Have you considered a subtitle to that?
No, I haven't. Do you have any ideas?
Well, if I do, I'll send them to you. I'll email them to you. But I think maybe you might want to consider a subtitle that, you know, because it's more than Letters to Vince. It's an encyclopedia of how to do things. It's an encyclopedia of raising horses, raising chickens, and farming, and finding water, and damming up the land so you can channel water. It's furrows in the land. It's ditches to convince water to follow the path that you want it to follow so you can water your garden. It's raising vegetables. It's raising animals. It's feeding animals when you have no food. It's horses, the dangers of horses, plus the benefits of horses. It's the lifestyle of off-grid living. I mean, it's a compendium of all of those things. And I was just topping off my cup of coffee during the break, and I was thinking, Gwyneth, how long have we been doing this?
Since 2016.
About 6 years. Yeah.
Six years.
Well, it's been delightful.
Yeah.
It certainly has. It's been informative, educational, delightful. Okay. I just want to tell you, class, twice during the broadcast, I've been taken off the communications system for about between 10 and 15 seconds twice so far today. Once previous hour number one, and once during this hour number two. Gwyneth, before we get into some of the meat of today's discussion about hard work, etc., what are your thoughts on the Queen and the fallout from what's happening in the House of Windsor?
Oh, boy, is that a family that's ever in trouble. They, you know, but it's so much like deja vu. Seeing here in the West as to what was happening in Russia about just over 100 years ago, because the Tsar of Russia had big, big problems in his family, because the Tsarina Alexandrina, she got a lover, and, you know, her lover was Rasputin, who is a satanic warlock. And the whole family fell apart, and before long they all ended up dead. And I don't think that the royal family will die immediately, but I think that the Queen is very old and that she's very ill, and I don't think she's going to be around for too many more years. And, you know, Prince Charles is a genocidal psychopath. I think that's about the kindest words that you could use to describe him. And I think that he's going to do a great deal of damage before he's done. And that is a quote from Rudolf Steiner, by the way. And Rudolf Steiner used those words, that this man will do a great deal of damage before he's done. After he met Adolf Hitler in 1919, and they met in Austria, and they had an argument, Rudolf Steiner and Adolf Hitler. And because Steiner didn't agree with what Hitler was, and he could see who he was, and after they had this argument, then Adolf Hitler got some of his friends together, and they burnt down Rudolf Steiner's university that he'd built. And it so broke Rudolf Steiner's heart that he died. And I think that Prince Charles is of that magnitude of ability to do harm. And I have tended to dismiss him in the past as being a bit of a foppish idiot. But I think that with regards to killing people, he actually has a great deal of skill and talent. So I think that he could very well be the reincarnation of Vlad Dracul, the real-life Count Dracula, and he doesn't seem to have any empathy. But if you don't mind, Vincent, I'd like to go on a tiny little rabbit trail and talk about Russia for a bit.
That's great. Because
I
just wrote that down, Russia. We need to talk about that.
Yeah. People need to understand the magnitude of what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. And if you don't know history, then this all just seems like, yeah, whatever, you know, they always say they're going to invade such and such an area, blah, blah, blah. But the truth of it is, the reality of the situation is this, okay? This is how the ground really lies, of what I'm going to tell you now. The Ukraine, and especially the Crimea, is where empires go to die. There has never been an invading empire that has invited Russia through the Ukraine and through the Crimea that has ever, ever, ever succeeded. And usually when a nation has decided that it's going to invade Russia and it's going to go through the Ukraine and it's going to go through Crimea, usually that has been such a monumental mistake for that empire that it has actually caused the collapse of the whole empire. And this was true for the Romans. The Romans tried it. The Romans failed 2,000 years ago or thereabouts. And it was the beginning of the end for the Roman Empire. And the French tried it in the days of Napoleon Bonaparte. Napoleon marched his army from France through the Crimea into Ukraine, and he was intent that he was going to march his army and take Russia. His army got caught in the Russian winter and they froze to death. And Napoleon escaped by the skin of his teeth. And it was the beginning of the end for Napoleon and his empire. And then the British thought they would be able to take Russia by invading through Crimea and taking Ukraine and then moving on to Moscow. And they had a war which was an absolutely blood-soaked war called the Crimean War at the end of the 19th century. They failed the Crimean War, and it was the beginning of the end for the British Empire. And Hitler thought that he would, you know, these people are not very smart, are they? Romans failed. French failed. British failed. You would think that Adolf Hitler would know enough military history to say three great empires have fallen by doing this. Maybe I don't want to do this. But no, he marched his army up to the Ukraine and through the Crimea, and he got caught out by the Russian winter, and his army was slaughtered as much by the cold as they were by the opposing Russian soldiers. And now the United States of America is making the very, very same mistake that the Romans made, that the French made, that the British made, and the German made. And there are other empires as well that tried the same thing. Every single one of them failed. Utterly, and it was usually the beginning of the end of their whole empire. And usually you could trace the point back to where their empire really started to crumble, back to the time when they went to invade the Ukraine through Crimea. This is the beginning of the end for the American empire. And within 2 years, you might not even have electric lights on in the majority of American households within 2 years.
And I haven't heard anything like what you just heard on the radio class. Free Speech Central, right.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting save SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, this is the perfect time for Vladimir Putin to invade Ukraine. Our military is weak. Our Congress is weak. Our country is divided. Our country is devastated by the virus. The worker bees are weak. They have been poorly trained, poorly educated. And who's responsible? Your government is responsible, America. Your government cannot get anything right. They really can't. They're interested in control. They're interested in spying. They could take a page out of Adolf Hitler's book. And that page would be about uniting the country. Uniting the country and making people feel proud to be Americans. Educating them so they can do things, make things, build things, maintain things. Do you think that children in the American educational system are learning how to become farmers or mechanics or tradespeople? Do you think they're learning building trades like framing with wood, framing with metal, welding? Do you think they're learning physics, leverage, the multiplier effect of pulleys and ropes? Do you think they're learning how to tow vehicles, how to hook up a trailer safely and properly? Do you think they're learning how to adjust the braking system or bleeding the braking system or making sure that the engine is running at optimal efficiency? Do you think they're learning about reducing and increasing friction depending on the purpose? Do you think they're learning about electricity, Ohm's law? Do you think they're learning about wind and solar patterns? Do you think they're learning how to harness natural energy like hydroelectric or wind power or solar power? The answer is no. They're not learning any of that stuff. But they are learning about how to be homos and how to use smartphones and how to look at themselves on that spy network, also known as Facebook. By the way, these are my opinions. Class, don't believe anything that you hear. Don't believe anything you hear me say or anybody else here on USA Prepares. Don't believe anything we say. Do your own research. And certainly don't believe anything that you read, see, or hear on the media. And that includes Facebook. And there's a new story today about how Facebook, Zuckerberg's organization, is encouraging young people to engage in sexual experiences in an alternate reality. Children. That's one sick puppy. They're all sick puppies. It's an outrage. And unfortunately, your stupid neighbors don't understand. Your stupid neighbors are buying into this. They're buying into Disney. They're buying into the sexual perversion. They think it's normal. They think it's so normal that 20% of the current generation is bisexual, transsexual, homosexual, lesbian, queer, faggot, confused, etc. 20%. Wow. I just got knocked off for that little diatribe. I can see it right now. They don't like us, Gwyneth. These parasites and perverts in the media, I'm sorry, in big tech, do not like us. I wonder why. Because we say it like it is on Free Speech Central right here at GCN. By the way, class, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. I have no idea how much longer we're going to be here. I have no idea. I'm not saying that it's over, and I'm not saying I'm willing to yield, because I'm not. And I know every instructor at USA Prepares is not willing to yield. We're not going to give in. But big tech could take us down. They absolutely could. And be prepared for cyber warfare as a result of the invasion of Ukraine. Be prepared for that. Because when the plagiarist implements more sanctions other than banking sanctions, you know that Vladimir Putin is going to respond. And where is our Achilles heel? Electronics, communications, satellites. Bits traveling across wire.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden placed a sanction on Russia for invading Ukraine, critics are saying this is a weak response. It targets a couple of Russian banks and prevents them from using Western banks to conduct business. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this did not deter Russia, and we can expect more Russian aggression.
Every indication is that Russia continues to plan for a full-scale attack on Ukraine.
It should be noted the House and the Senate are on recess, and like you and me are watching and waiting for the next steps taken by Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Biden. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved hundreds of unarmed National Guard troops be deployed in Washington, D.C. ahead of a truck convoy protest. Their message is Stop Medical Tyranny. It's expected to coincide with Biden's first State of the Union address. That is March 1st. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In 2014, sanctions against Russia did not prevent them from overtaking Crimea under the watchful eye of Vice President Biden. Fast forward to 2022, President Biden continues to believe a sanction against a couple of Kremlin banks will deter Russia from invading Europe's second largest country. Former Hawaii Congresswoman and presidential candidate Democrat Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News gives her point of view.
So when Biden stands there and looks directly into the camera and says, you know, defending freedom will cost us, what he really should be saying is looking directly into the American people's eyes and saying, this will cost you, because these sanctions are not going to cost him or Kamala Harris or the power elite in this country, even the power elite in Russia. It is the people who will suffer, the American people, the Russian people, drastically increasing prices at the gas pump, facing increasing costs at the supermarket, impacting our supply chain. The hardships that people are dealing with every day now with Biden's sanctions plan, we're only going to see that continuing to get worse. And it doesn't end there. This is the problem is, you think Russia's not going to respond. You think Putin's not going to respond. He will respond. And it's likely he'll retaliate using cyber attacks on our financial systems, our communication systems, on our basic infrastructure. Biden will then be forced to respond. Putin will then be forced to respond. So we end up in this endless tit for tat that leads us where? To this looming threat and likelihood of this thing going nuclear.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us in class. If you're new to the class, she is America's only full-time radio correspondent in Australia. She's the only one. And her neighbor was absolutely shocked when he found out what Gwyneth Isaacs does from her farm, off-grid, and in Australia. Her neighbor was shocked. And I think he was impressed that actually she showed him her rankings when she's on the air here with us at USA Prepares. And she does a magnificent job, class. And she and I were privately talking off air and even this morning before the broadcast. And we were talking about how we are not equipped to do anything. We don't have the strength, the stamina. We don't have the strength. We don't have the desire. We don't have the stick-to-itiveness. We don't have the knowledge base. Frankly, we can't do it. Whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. People don't last at their jobs. They can't take it. They can't. Gwyneth, would you flesh out what I'm just leading up to, please?
I have family members, and they work at a local food processing plant. And this food processing plant, it involves, it's actually fairly heavy industry. It's an industry that involves a lot of heavy manual labor. And you think that, food processing doesn't involve heavy manual labor? Well, it does. At the wholesale level, it absolutely does. And my relatives were telling me that one of them is, I won't go into the details of what the jobs are, but let's just say that they both have a lot to do with, this place there, being there for quite some time. And they told me that most of the people who go to work there, they last about 2 weeks and then they walk out because they physically cannot handle doing the work. And it's not even brain power. It's muscle power. They're not fit. They don't exercise. And the thing about my family is that they say that the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree. And this is certainly true of these two family members. And actually it's true of most of the people in my family. You know, my mum and dad were like this. I've met many of my cousins. I don't think I've met all of my cousins. I've got dozens and dozens and dozens of cousins. But the ones that I've met have all been go-getters. And my uncles and my aunties and family of people just like me. And, but my relatives were telling me that most people are not like that. They get a job at this processing plant and they physically cannot handle the labor that is required to do the job at the processing plant. They walk out after 2 weeks. They can't.
Gwyneth,
let me
ask you a question, Gwyneth. So this is some of the jobs are manual labor, lifting, carrying, that kind of thing. The product.
Yeah.
Now, has that changed? Has that kind of process? Now we've added different machinery, etc. But the manual labor part of it, I'm thinking that has not changed in the last 300 years. Is that correct?
Well, that hasn't changed in thousands of years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking
the
packaging.
Thing that changed is the nature of, yeah. But they had sacks thousands of years ago that held about the same quantity of raw product that had to get put into the food processing machine. And that basic job has not changed for thousands of years. And it's always involved carrying big stacks of raw product and dumping it into a food processing machine. Opening the sack, pouring the raw materials into the food processor, and the food processor does its thing. The only thing that's changed is the nature of the machinery, the design of the machinery, what powers the machinery. That's the only thing that's changed. And then out of the bottom comes the processed food, and then they have to take this processed product and they have to put that in a bag. And then they stitch up the sack around, then they have to carry the stick-up stack to somewhere and, you know, do whatever they do with it. And that's basically the nature of the job, as far as I can tell. You know, and that the only thing that has changed in thousands and thousands of years of this food processing industry existing has been the nature of the machinery. The manual labour side of the work has not changed one in thousands of years.
Yeah, and what we're talking about, class, is it might have been a big windmill powering the machinery at one time with leather belts traveling through the factory, if you will, so that this one big power source, the windmill, would move some gears, some wooden gears, be attached to harness leather belts, and that power would be transmitted throughout the factory through pulleys and wheels, etc. And then maybe it might have been water power with a water wheel. And maybe it might have been electric powered, you know, in today's world. But the inputs to the machinery haven't changed. The outputs to the machinery from the machinery haven't changed. But the people who show up and think they can actually work have gotten weaker. And I'll bet you, Gwyneth, that the biggest problem happened in the last, let's say, 30 or 40 years. That's when the lightweights came into the employment picture where they can't do their job. Is that credible, what I just said, the last 40 years or so?
I think that is the case because, I look at the people in the younger generation, and they seem to... I actually watched it develop over the last, 20 or 30 years. It's called this little thing called a cell phone. And I would watch my younger relatives, because I've got a very large family. In my old hometown, there's hundreds of us, okay? And I've got nieces and nephews and cousins and all the rest of it, but they all live a long way from where I live at the moment. And there's just a few relatives that live around here. But, oh, my gosh, they get their thumbs. And I'm really surprised that their thumb muscles haven't reached monumental Arnold Schwarzenegger thumb muscle proportions from them, using their cell phones. That is the problem. That is where the rot really, really began to set in. And, I mean, I've had a cell phone since I met Archie. So it was 1998, I got my first cell phone. But it has, I never allowed it to become such an obsession that it took over my life. I always continue to do other things in the real world. But I think that was because I was already 23 when I met my husband, or the man who would become my husband. And so I was already past that, adolescent stage of life where habits tend to become ingrained. And I had an adolescent of going on bicycle rides I would go on a bicycle ride as an adolescent of 16 kilometres to go to a horse riding, trail riding property that I knew of where I helped them to take their trail rides. And I would go there sometimes on my time off and I would call them at the office and I'd say, hey, can I bring the horses in and take one out for a ride? And because they knew me, they said, yeah, sure. And so I'd bike 16 kilometres to the trail riding property, then go and get a herd of about 30 horses in from up the back of this 200-acre farm, bring them into the corral, go and select the one I wanted, saddle it, bridle it, go for a two-hour horse ride, bring it back, put all the horses back in the field, and then maybe stay there overnight or maybe bike back home. And that was my idea of something to do on the weekend. you know. And probably most of the class have got their jaws hanging open right now. You know, I can't imagine any young person today actually going out and doing something like that. You know, I can't imagine them actually having, you know, somebody at a trail riding place trust them enough as a 16-year-old to say, yeah, sure, you can bring in a herd of 30 horses and go and pick one out and go for a ride. Yeah, okay, off you go, have fun. I don't think your average, you know, manager of a trail riding place would agree to that. The young people today, I mean, I didn't consider myself to be a particularly responsible teen, but I tried to, you know, I didn't try to make a whole lot of problems for all the people around me. Although I was pretty wild and I used to like smoking and I used to like drinking and I used to like boys and I used to, you know, wear leather and denim and, you know, spiky little rivets all over my clothing and all the rest of it. That was me as a teenager. I kind of wanted to do the right thing. I wanted to have some responsibility. Although I did a lot of things that were probably a bit wild because I've always had that wildish streak in my nature. But it was just youthful energy. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and I've got a couple comments about cell phones and bribes and payoffs when we come back. Clash, you're not going to believe the number.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you're not frosted by what you're about to hear, there's something wrong. So Daily Mail says, quote, Metaverse, that would be Facebook. Quote, Metaverse app allowed 13-year-old into virtual strip clubs. Children's Commissioner's horror as probe finds youngsters using Facebook's virtual reality headset could be exposed to racism, sex, grooming, and rape threats. Youngsters can get naked and do unspeakable things or take part in erotic role-playing in virtual reality worlds. That is Zuckerberg, class. That's Facebook. Now, here's another one. Homo Pete. Well, it doesn't say Homo Pete. Pete Buttigieg accepted $250,000 and gifts from mayoral campaign donors who were later awarded $33 million in city contracts, raising concerns of pay to play as he now doles out $210 billion in infrastructure plan. So Homo Pete, he's a card-carrying, self-proclaimed homosexual. He accepted $250,000 in gifts when he was mayor, and he awarded $33 million in city contracts. All right. So now he's in the $210 billion infrastructure plan disbursement world, and he is a pay-to-play guy, according to Daily Mail. Next. And we tell you politicians are bribed. He's the guy that didn't show up. He's the infrastructure guy that can't fix the supply chain problems. He is a know-nothing. He's interested in what feels good. That's Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation, United States government. Okay, so now here's the next number. 60% of what? 60% of people can't cope without their cell phone for more than a day. 60% become a puddle of mush when they are deprived of their cell phone for more than one day. They can't cope. Imagine having an employee melt down because the cell phone doesn't work, their cell phone. Here's another statistic. This is unbelievable. 12.5% of people suffer from low battery anxiety. What's wrong, sweetheart? What's the problem? Yeah, I got low battery. I can't handle it.
Oh, my God.
I can't do... I'm serious. These are real numbers. 12.5% of people suffer from low battery anxiety, and 60% of people can't cope without their cell phone for more than a day. And you think that we're going to be able to fight as a nation as this war with Russia and Ukraine expands, and we're all sucked into it? And the plagiarist says, you know, it's going to be hardships. Things are going to cost more. And it's our duty. You know, if you look at Vladimir Putin and you compare him to, oh, I don't know, Barry Satoru or the plagiarist, who is the strongest of those three? Who is the most agile? Who is the smartest? Who's the best planner? Who is more for his country first than themselves first, meaning the guys who were at the CEO position of USA? Vladimir Putin is Russia first. He's to be commended for that.
I'll tell you what, Vincent. Vladimir Putin is just about the reincarnation of Russia in one person. He is I don't know if the class knows this, but he is a retired KGB assassin. Younger, that's what he did for a living. He was a KGB spy, and he was a marksman for the KGB. So, you know, and he was in the KGB because he was patriotic. And he thought that he was doing the right thing by Mother Russia. That is the reason why he was in the KGB. You know? Do any, Barack Obama can't even make up his mind what country he was born in. It's just, you know, we've got the Alzheimer's patient in chief at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They've all been paid off. They've all been educated by, Klaus Schwab, is bona fide descendant of senior Nazis. But we Americans are deluded if they think that they won World War II. We didn't win World War II. The Germans just made us think that we won World War II. We imported all of their people and put them all in senior positions in the United States and Australia and Britain, all over the show. They didn't lose World War II. They just made us think that they did.
Gwyneth, thank you so much. In class?
It's just disgusting.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.